Legislatures in more than 20 states have put their work on hold because of the coronavirus outbreak. In Colorado, lawmakers fled the Capitol before completing critical work. They won't be back until the end of the month at the earliest. Colorado Public Radio's Binta Berkland has that story.
The coronavirus is now impacting every facet of life, and state governments are not immune. Colorado lawmakers feel suspending their legislative session is the only safe option. I'm standing in the rotunda of the Colorado Capitol in downtown Denver. It's eerily quiet. Just days ago, lawmakers took the unprecedented step of temporarily stopping their work.
Members, thank you for your work. Be safe.
Seeing no objection, the House will be in adjournment.
Like a lot of workplaces, state legislatures are trying to figure out how to balance the risk of coronavirus and the need to get work done. Lawmakers haven't passed a budget yet, and many other bills concerning guns, vaccines, and healthcare are now hanging in the balance. But state capitals are not typical offices. Last week, Colorado's capital was bustling, filled with tourists, school groups, lawmakers, staff. It's one of the most visited buildings in the state. Before the Capitol shut down, it was so crowded that people stood shoulder to shoulder riding up an elevator.
And two.
Oh, wow.
Fire code.
I don't know.
Is the door closed?
Use the stairs.
Republican Representative Lori Sain says even under the best of circumstances, the state capitol is a germ factory.
Some of our days go extremely long. People are extremely tired or extremely run down. They may be extremely stressed. That makes it a ripe environment to make people more susceptible to an illness.
And when lawmakers decided to adjourn, there was a mix of uncertainty, pragmatism, anxiety, and disbelief.
I never imagined that I would be dealing with this kind of pandemic in my lifetime. It's not something that you ever imagine.
That's Democratic Representative Dominique Jackson. She is immunocompromised and trying to be careful, but says she's not worrying any more than anyone else. Republican Representative Mark Baisley says coronavirus has changed everything and broken down some partisan walls. Even with social distancing in place, he says one of his biggest political opponents walked over to give him a hug.
This is the moment where we are all Americans. We're all Coloradoans. We're on the same side. We're working together.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. It is moving, though, to think this is how we should be at all times.
For now, even the most significant legislation is taking a backseat to coronavirus, while Democratic Governor Jared Polis uses extraordinary emergency powers to guide the state through the immediate outbreak. Whenever they do come back to the state capitol, lawmakers in both parties say their top priority has to be getting Colorado back on its feet. For NPR News, I'm Binta Berkland in Denver.